In session 3, we discuss compassion fatigue and present it through a visual that shows the different stages. In all of our pilots, participants spoke to the power of looking at the cycle of compassion fatigue and how normalizing it was for them. They were or had experienced the different stages in the cycle and just didn't have words for it. We had one parent share that this cycle was the most important part of the curriculum for her. She realized she was doing things in the zombie stage without realizing it, and it helped her set boundaries and ask for help in a way she hadn't before. Participants were really able to personalize the cycle with examples from their own caregiving story. We also talk about the role shame and blame has in someone's progression throughout the cycle. For example, as a parent, I place a lot of shame on myself for not being more engaged with my child when I'm in the withdrawal stage. And often that shame just pushes me further through the cycle, moving me to zombie phase. Shame and blame are often such a piece of people's compassion fatigue story, and having a chance to unpack that can help them challenge these feelings of shame and blame in the future. One tricky thing that came up for me when I was facilitating this piece was having parents talk about their experience being stuck in a place of the cycle and not being sure how to get out of it, or in the case of one of the caregivers in one of my groups, being stuck in a place of the cycle and not being aware of it. It took a lot for me to resist getting into fix-it mode. I reflected back on the steps of compassion and action and did my best to listen and reflect back, opening it up to the group when appropriate. And sometimes, participants will leave group with something more to think about and not necessarily answers or solutions.